Q&A, questions and answers. Note, answers are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. End of note. The question, I am 16 and I followed the counsel of the church and waited to date. I'm glad I did, but now that I'm old enough to date, I haven't been asked. How do I get guys to ask me? Answers. First, from the New Era. It is so good that you have followed the directions of the prophets concerning dating. Your obedience can give you feelings of security as you follow additional instructions concerning dating. In the For the Strength of Youth booklet, we are advised to concentrate on good friendships as a preparation for dating. This is excellent advice for your situation. As you concentrate on being friendly, and as those friendships blossom, then those you date will already be your friends. There is nothing magical about the age 16. Just because that birthday has come doesn't mean that you can or should immediately start dating. There are many things you have to do in your life, and there is a time and a place for dating. Just because you are feeling a little anxious doesn't mean that the world is passing you by. Be patient. Of course, dating is meant to be a way of getting to know the members of the opposite sex as you prepare for marriage. However, at 16, you should be thinking more about going out in groups or on double dates. It's lots of fun. Group dating is great for making friends, and it involves a lot less pressure. And in group dates, the burden of paying for the activity doesn't always fall completely on the young men. Be a good friend. If you are a little shy, practice being friendly. You don't have to be the funny, outgoing center of attention, but you do need to learn to talk to people and learn how to carry on a conversation. Even if it is hard, practice with adults in your ward, your parents' friends, or even friends of your brothers or sisters. Learn how to participate in a conversation without having to be the only one talking. Always be clean and well-groomed. Don't wear too much makeup, and keep your clothes washed and ironed. Even if the styles are casual, keep your clothes in good condition and mended. Once you have those things taken care of, then you can relax and worry less about how you look. When you are able to concentrate on the needs and interests of others over your own, you become happier, and nothing is more attractive than a happy person. Don't waste your time daydreaming. And don't get caught up in crushes or strong feelings for those who are not appropriate for you. Spend your time in good pursuits like developing talents, studying or learning a skill, or socializing with good people who have high standards. All of these things will help you meet other people who have the same interests and values that you do. Also, make this, as well as all things in your life, a matter of prayer. And have patience. Counsel with the Lord in all thy doings, and he will direct thee for good. Alma, chapter 37, verse 37. Answers from readers. Just be patient for one thing. Be nice to your guy friends and the guys you meet every day. But don't be overbearing. Most of all, like yourself and have confidence. Someday you'll marry someone that you've dated. Only date those that respect you and have your standards. From Ben Smith, 15, St. George, Utah. Be creative. If no one is asking you, then you ask someone when an occasion comes along. Also, dating is supposed to be fun, so invite another couple with your date and do something so that you can become better friends. From Sunshine Franson, 16, Fremont, California. The answer depends on just what kinds of guys you want to ask you out. If you want the right kind of people to date you, you have to live right. It's all about beauty. No, I'm not talking about what the world calls beauty, but the Lord's definition. Worthwhile and worthy young men are attracted to young ladies who live their lives so that they are spiritually beautiful. No joke. The girls I like to date are girls who I look up to as examples of how I should be, Christ-like individuals. So the bottom line is, live the kind of life and be the kind of daughter Heavenly Father will be pleased with. Set your standards high, and the rest will happen. From Rich Schill, 18, Layton, Utah. Do things with your girlfriends and invite a few males to come along. Soon the boys will see how much fun you are. Group dates are always best. You meet more people, and they meet you. From Camille Dearden, 18, Riverton, Utah. You must be able to look into the mirror and say, I am a beautiful daughter of Heavenly Father. This will build self-confidence and attract other people. From Eamon Foster, 16, Red Bluff, California. I waited until I was 16, thinking that all the guys would ask me out. After a while of waiting, I started working on developing my gifts and talents and being a friend to others. When I stopped feeling depressed about the life I didn't have, that was when I began to get asked out on dates. The people worth dating are the ones that look for personalities and abilities, not looks and popularity. From Chrissy Coltrane, 16, Idaho Falls, Idaho. I know this has been said thousands of times, but the truth can never be stated too many times. Not every person realizes that what is inside of you is where the important stuff is. Lose yourself in service to others and let yourself out. Don't be afraid to do something that's fun. I'll bet there are others who enjoy the same things you do. From Cindy Weech, 17, Pima, Arizona. Sidebar accompanying this article. Not all teenagers need to date or even want to. Many young people do not date during their teen years because they are not interested, do not have opportunities, or simply want to delay forming serious relationships. Good friendships can be developed at every age. From For the Strength of Youth, page 7. Help Q&A be of help. You can help make Q&A helpful by answering the question below. Please mail your answers before September 1st, 1998, to Q&A, New Era, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Print or type your name, age, city, and state with each answer. Also, please include a snapshot of yourself. This will not be returned. If your answer is of a sensitive nature, your name may be withheld from publication. Question. Every now and then I feel so bad, it seems like everything is going wrong, not just in my life, but in the world. It feels like Satan is getting too strong. Is there anything I can do? End of Q&A, questions and answers. Mormon Ad.